The development of 3D printers, that's a printer that uses computer designs to create solid objects, is revolutionizing the way engineers make prototypes, models, and even some consumer goods. As St. Louis Public Radio's Duri Buscarin reports, the practical applications for the healthcare industry are huge, and they're starting to happen here in St. Louis.
A 3D printer at work smells slightly sweet, as if your toddler just put her fruit snacks in the microwave. A hard plastic resin gets melted, sprayed, and cured into incredibly thin layers. Each one is laid on top of the other, building, in this case, a model heart.
We just printed a heart. Actually, I look at it as like you just helped someone to save a life.
Vignon Reddy is one of three St. Louis University graduate students who operate the 3D printers at the engineering school. And they've just pulled out a yellow, slightly jiggly model of a patient's heart. Another student, Federico Garcia Lorca, starts peeling off the extra material that served as a sort of temporary mold as the heart was printed.
This over here is what we call support material. You know, you can't build a house from the roof. You need the foundation first. So all this gel, you see how it breaks off very easily? We just have to clean it off. So, you know, in maybe half an hour of work, we'll have the actual model of the heart just ready to go.
Let's rewind. Why are we making models of hearts? At Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital, two doctors named Nadim Parker and Wilson King work with children who have severe congenital heart defects. These abnormalities in their patients' hearts can be corrected, but it requires invasive heart surgery, sometimes on very small children, even babies. Most surgeons rely on MRI images of their patients' hearts to plan the surgery. But for the most complex cases, Dr. King says he and his colleagues wanted something more.
Surgeons are looking at images right now onto a computer, but actually giving them a model which they can hold in their hand. And this is really about personalizing technology to the patient. So surgeons have a very, very good understanding on exactly what they would be encountering in the operating room.
King and Parker build the designs themselves out of MRI images taken of a patient's heart. When they lay the models out on a table in the conference room, they range from a baby's heart to that of a teenager. Parker picks up a model the size of a large walnut, with arteries branching off in every direction.
So this was a kid that was about 13 days old when we imaged. So what the surgeons need to do is take this part of the ascending aorta that is interrupted and connect it to this part, which is connected to the pulmonary artery.
With these printers, you can create things that would be near impossible to build any other way. Or you can build medical implants that are personalized for the size and shape of a patient's organs, like the pacemaker-type device that's being developed at Washington University in St. Louis. Some researchers have even gotten 3D printers to build things using human tissue. But Parker says the law isn't keeping up with technology.
This is not paid for by anybody. So the insurance companies don't pay, Medicare doesn't pay. You have to either use some innovation funds if a hospital or a university can provide that to help you, or you have to write a grant for research.
The resin for one of these hearts costs about $800, but it's a fraction of what it would cost if the doctor sent the designs to a company that specializes in printing 3D models. Parker says the four patients they've created models for have done well after their operations. But when it comes to complex open-heart surgeries like these, doctors need all the help they can get.
Because when the surgery's done and they restart the heart, everybody's just waiting for the heart to start beating again. I think the amount of silence that's there is almost deafening.
I'm Duri Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.
To see what the 3D heart models look like, visit our website at stlpublicradio.org.